gotcha.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're on it.
Before I forget, again.
Such a nice day.
Business cards from the parade. And the signs are still in my trunk.
Yes, please. Alrighty, it is.
I'll take a couple of those. Oh, you're gonna go. Thank you, I got it.
Call to order at 3:32. Roll call, please.
DJ Becker.
Here.
Kim Richey.
Yes, ma'am.
Emmanuel Gomez.
Here.
Cynthia Ortegon. Mohammed Latif.
Present.
Dennis Smith.
Here.
Diana Robbins.
Here.
Alright, see if I remember how to do this. Public comment. We don't have anybody present for public comment, so we can skip that. No guests. And we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from November. We didn't have one in December, and I think we have a typo on item one identifying Chairperson Robbins.
Did I spell your name wrong? Or?
No.
I'm not the chair.
I did a mistake.
Councilperson, right. Okay, and everything else looked to be okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next item. Election of Chairperson and Vice Chairperson, Wendy Silva.
All right, so per the bylaws, we elect the chair and vice chair by calendar year. And so Ms. Becker has been serving for 2019, and then part of 2018, we were a little late that year. So that was March of 18, and then you were reelected in January of 19. And Tim, I don't think you were previously vice chair, were you?
No.
No. I think it was Cynthia or Dennis before that?
No, it was me.
You.
Mm-hmm.
It was Emmanuel.
Yes.
Okay, so we are up for election of chairperson and vice chairperson again. So I will take chairperson first, and I will open the floor for nominations.
I nominate DJ Becker.
I second that.
Okay, so we have a nomination of DJ Becker. DJ, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Okay. Are there any additional nominations at this time? Okay, so we will close nominations, and I will call for a vote. All those in favor of electing DJ Becker to continue as chairperson, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. All right, so we will move on to election of vice chairperson, and we will open the floor for nominations for vice chair.
I nominate Manuel Gomez.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Okay, I have a first and a second. Emmanuel, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do. I accept the nomination.
Are there any additional nominations for vice chairperson? Okay, we'll close the nominations. All those in favor of electing Emmanuel Gomez as vice chairperson for the 2019 year, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed, same sign. Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good. All right, Madam Chairperson, please continue.
And that brings us to item four, advisory council reports, announcements, requests for
item three.
I'm sorry. Discuss and establish priorities to submit on behalf of the ADA Advisory Council State Route 145 project planning. That would be me. And I believe we discussed this in November.
Yeah, November was a informational oral report, and so we couldn't take action. So the requested action before the advisory council today is to confirm the priorities that were discussed as formal priorities of the ADA advisory council, and then we would put those in writing and submit them.
And we can discuss this at this time.
Yeah, you can discuss it and take
this
a vote.
At length. Okay.
And say that, yes, these are the priorities we want
to
focus on.
Can we do it individually or prioritize?
You can go about it however you'd like. However, in the end, it's a the entire council has to support it in order for it to be written on behalf of the council.
Okay. So
majority.
I'm not sure, November's been a couple of months now, so just to refresh everybody's memory, we had the meeting for the downtown agenda, items and for the improvements, and there were a lot of proposals that really didn't apply and that we couldn't afford. So there was some consensus at that meeting to just boil it down to the basics of public safety, traffic calming, public benches, those kind of things. So I think we hit that. And then also street lights and walkability, which is a big health issue. So anybody have some comments, recommendations, complaints? What you'd like to see in the downtown area? I think pedestrian safety would be my...
Pedestrian safety and uniformity is really what I think is missing downtown more than anything. Is, you know, you have a sidewalk that's this way and that way, and columns that are here and not over there, and you have front, you know, you have, just make it uniform. You got a couple blocks there, make it at least look similar to the previous block or next block.
And I don't think we had sidewalks in here. We do have a lot of sidewalks down there that could use some repair. Not so much curbs, but just sidewalk grates. And
they need some of the more of the signs when you're walking across, buttons where you have to push the button across the streets, because some of them don't have that and they really need it, especially right there on Yosemite where that the dollar, what's that, that the welfare, Habitat for Humanities right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't have a...
it's not A Street. What is that?
Is that C?
I think that's C Street.
C Street. Mm-hmm. Right there, they don't have the button where you pushed across that street. Sometimes people just walk, they just walk out there, and it's just, you know, when you go in there, so they need something there where they can mash the button when they go right across that street and stuff, because it's an accident waiting to happen there, too.
Wendy, is that something you can... ask Public Works about
the button? Well, it's not a Public Works. Those are engineering.
Okay.
But not all this, not all the signal lights are ours, is the issue. They're Caltrans. So
they, well, they don't have the,
what I would suggest is that this be submitted if the council agrees with your list of priorities. Mm-hmm. Pedestrians may be a main topic, but there might be sub-points. One, pedestrian safety.
Sidewalks
for pedestrian use and the crossing signals.
That's what it is, crossing signal.
And so it would be a sub point to pedestrians. I was trying to look and see when the next meeting is for the downtown.
Okay. And then how does everybody feel about benches?
So,
I think that's in our.
I mean, benches are pretty things, but my question is, from an ADA perspective, where do benches fit in? Because you'll need to articulate that.
Because of the, say you're a senior and you have a walker, and you're trying to get from point one end of town to the other, a bench would be a very valuable resting spot, just a way to take a break.
They have some down there, because I think at that.
There are a few, but.
That, yeah, they got a few. In there, because I know at that crosswalk right there on C Street, they'd have someone that kind
of.
On that
some
corner.
Of those corners have been redone over by the post office.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shade, you know.
You don't have benches on Yosemite, but there is benches on within a few feet of Yosemite on D Street. They're
right.
On the side of C Street.
Yeah,
they are. That's true, right around those corners.
So on each one of those intersections,
so
there's
accessible.
Benches
okay.
Just on the other side of the.
Okay.
I'm sure that's got to do with Caltrans,
space,
right?
Probably.
I know when the sidewalk came.
Yeah,
in,
they own the sidewalk downtown on State Route 145.
So are they responsible?
Side streets are ours.
Are they responsible for repairs to those sidewalks? That would be good, because there's some really rough patches down there. Grates that move and wobble.
It's Caltrans, yeah.
So do we approach engineering with that?
our engineering department. No, if you have complaints about existing sidewalks downtown, submit those to Caltrans.
Anything between the storefronts is on Caltrans, right?
Yeah, we don't. Sidewalk, street,
crosswalks, that's all Caltrans.
Caltrans.
I didn't know that.
They got money.
Well, but it's this, how do I put this? It's a state. They will respond when you submit a complaint.
Okay.
But it's not proactive.
Because I know Cynthia projects. Has a long list of safety hazards downtown, and it's that sidewalk corridor.
So and that's why when she sometimes submits pictures at an intersection, I've got to orient it so I know if it's in the Caltrans right-of-way or the city's right-of-way, depending on which, you know, corner, half it's on.
Was there any progress or any more discussion about Caltrans ceding the Yosemite corridor to the city?
I have no idea.
Isn't there an upcoming meeting with regard to that with Caltrans and the city?
It's not something I'm typically involved in, so I'm not.
Okay, so how would we best effort Caltrans complaints to Caltrans?
I think before, didn't we at one point give a number?
We haven't, just a call, just a phone number. We don't have to go through the city in any way.
No, okay. It's, yeah.
All right.
There's a public meeting at Frank Burgon Center about this.
I think there is. I know what you're talking about. I saw it somewhere.
Well, there's public meetings about the planning project for
planning
improving
process,
it. But that's separate and apart from the city actually taking ownership of the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. There's also a meeting coming up about the 4th Central Lake intersection improvements.
Right.
Roundabout.
That's separate from the State Route 145.
Okay. So we're discussing the 145 project. We're sending a letter. Who's that letter going to?
The project has
planners.
Planners. The project planners that are taking community input.
Okay. So maybe we just need to prioritize pedestrian safety, streetlights.
Okay, when you say streetlights, are you talking about signal lights or street lighting?
Streetlights. Street lighting.
Like just nighttime standard lights. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they're going to deal with Caltrans. That's going to be interesting. Okay. Anybody else have any additions to these items we talked about in November? Mr. Lateef? Mm-hmm. Nothing? All right. I think we have agreement. We don't have any additions. Wendy, do you have any things you want to strike? Maybe walkable quarters. I don't know. That's a term they were real big on.
Well, I think this is my personal opinion. Saying walkable quarters is nice, but what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So that means that you have ADA compliant sidewalks. That means that you have rest points. I think it's what you're getting to in your list.
Okay. So why don't we just substitute sidewalk improvements, sidewalk repairs for their planning purposes.
So you said substitute it for
what? Take out walkable quarters and just say it more clearly, saying sidewalk repairs. I think that's what I would prefer. Anybody else?
Yeah.
That's better, yeah.
Sidewalk repairs. Cindy will be very happy to know if she can call somebody on those.
Can I get the copy of this project?
The project doesn't exist yet. This is a consultant taking input on what should be from the community on what should be included in the design.
Here's what I got. And a lot of it didn't apply to our options. They had things like angled parking and street art and stuff that wasn't applicable here. So. Okay, any other discussion on these items? Tim, any ideas, thoughts? Why don't we say street lighting?
Yeah, I have that written down.
Instead of lights, street lighting.
I have under pedestrians in general safety, meaning ADA compliant sidewalks, crossing the signal lights at the street intersections, benches for resting spots, shade, and then in general street lighting.
Lighting, yep. Okay, I think that'll do it.
This state road go 145, it's finish on North High Street as per plan, this one. It's finish here?
Mm-hmm. That's the study area.
It's not ADA compliant. I mean.
Wendy, any other ideas that we could?
It's up to the council.
I think we got it.
Trying to find that number for Caltrans.
Parallel parking with a standard.
Okay. Everybody in agreement? We need a yay or a nay here. Let's just proceed.
I'd say just at what, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
There it is.
Right, yeah.
So the number for Caltrans,
okay,
if you have a pen,
mm-hmm,
was 488-4152.
4152.
That's a 559 area code. And either Caltrans or CHP will answer and they'll take down the information.
Okay. And then how's the 311 app coming? Any word on that?
I can ask.
Cynthia's looking forward to that for sure.
What's Caltrans number there?
488-4152. Okay. Okay, that concludes item number 3.
So I'll draft up a letter and let you know when to stop by and give it a look and okay, sign it.
Okay. And then we have advisory council reports, announcements, requests for future agenda items. Tim?
I don't have anything.
Dennis? Talk on the census?
Well, the census, we met last month on the, this month, we met on the 15th. The rally is supposed to be the kickoff. It's supposed to be getting ready to kick off, and I think it's next week. I think it's on the 21st. One day next week is we'll be kicking off, and I'm not sure. But we did do a sign. They're getting ready to put the signs up, and they're going to also have signs that people be able to put into their yards. But they're looking for partners to kind of come together where they want to sponsor a sign and put it up. But I know they're going to put the banner, how they do when you're driving down the street, you'll be able to see it. So we did get the color. The sign's going to be kind of an orangey color. I looked on my phone. I didn't bring the paper that I had, but the name that's on it count is in Spanish and English. So they do have jobs. They still have jobs. They're still looking for people. Before it was 16, 15 an hour, but it then raised it up to 18 because a lot of people are not applying. And they do have part-time, and they're going to have full-time.
Do they have to be 18? They have to be 18?
They have to be 18 and over, yes, to apply for those jobs.
When is this?
The census, the 2020 census is coming up.
Yeah, what days are those people working, you know?
When they're going to start working?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what day. They haven't got a date when they're doing the...
I think it's flexible. I think it's...
Yeah, part-time is. If you want to go in at part-time, you can be weekends, or it could be part-time in the evenings. I know they're going to be looking for people in the evenings, weekends. Mm-hmm. They need people to... do that, but they just look at, they really are looking for people to apply for those jobs because a lot of people, I don't know, this year they're just not getting a lot of people to apply for those jobs. So
everybody's got them thanks to Trump. Everybody's got the economy up. Yeah.
It says temporary positions for the 2020 census feature flexible hours, a perfect fit if you are looking to earn extra money even if you already have other commitments.
Yes, they are. So, which it's a good thing because it, you know, that gives somebody, you know, if you want to earn extra income, there it is. you know, they do have qualifications, so, but hopefully, you know, everyone who apply will be able to get jobs, and some people just, they don't qualify for them, so sometimes I think it's just really, you know, we need people, so I think sometimes we need the qualification maybe just a little bit too high, or somebody just can't do it, you know, the they good workers, they just don't qualify for what they're looking for, so I don't know, maybe they need to go back and rethink that part.
I'd like to work on outreach this year, just to let more people know what we're here and what we're about. So, and now we have the meeting time and date on the cards, so we can hand that out and get that information out there. So if everybody would just take a few cards and see what we can pass out. And then we have these wonderful Save the Space brochures that we talked about. So if everyone would take a couple, I think we said, you know, if you can place 10 of these in different businesses or organizations, I'm going to take some to the police department. We'll have some for the city. Wendy, I'm sure we have some spots for the city, don't we? Different windows.
We can put them up, yeah.
And then, Tim, I'm sure you can think of a few places, so. I think this is a really awesome poster. Pass them down. And then just be sure to get the commitment from the merchant, you know, of course, before we push anybody on them. Okay. Quite a few here. And Wendy, do you want to hang on to the surplus in case we, or you want me to?
We can. And if anybody needs more, just stop by or let us know.
Hoping. Okay, and then anybody else have any items that they would like to propose for future agendas? I have a list. It looks like that we've got the 30th anniversary of the ADA coming up. So I don't know if that's noteworthy or...
I thought that was actually last year.
Oh, okay.
But you have to complete the year before you get to celebrate it, right? Isn't that how it works?
Okay.
They did a big celebration last year.
Oh, we missed it. Okay. And then how are we doing on this 10-year self-evaluation plan with the city?
Yeah, it was celebrate the ADA July 26, 2019.
Cross that off the list.
Yeah. So I've talked with the city engineer. We need to update our self-evaluation transition plan. That means hiring a consultant to do it. At one point, he thought that we would maybe be able to do it with other funds than going back to CDBG. I need to circle back with him because CDBG is going to be coming up. So I'll find out.
Because okay, so that's a planning money, planning grant or what? CBD. I mean, is it that expensive?
Yes, it is that expensive.
And then what about our post office, the status? We've kind of lost a little momentum from November to December.
We sent the letter back, right, to Feinstein's office, who had reached out, and then crickets. So. Okay.
All right, so we have any ideas or thoughts on post office progress?
They did put the sidewalks there.
I don't know what happened. It seems like
that was a city project.
Oh, that was the city.
We just lost.
Like we were making progress. Did we get a new postmaster? It seems like we were making progress, and then
Wendy, what was your
record? So we had the new postmaster, and he came, and he was all on board, and then he came to our meeting, and he seemed like he was gung ho for it, and then. I don't know if he ran into red tape or what, but the only thing they were going to do at that point was basically adjust the front doors. So then that's when we wrote the letters and sent it to the representatives in Washington, D.C. for our area, and that's when we got the response from Feinstein's office. Mm-hmm.
I got that in the file.
And then the post office submitted a response to them, and then we responded, and it's kind of died at that point.
Maybe the agenda is just full. with everything that's going on with them.
Well, I think the letter of July 16th states that basically they're claiming that they have grandfather clause. So
we can
didn't we reach out to Jim Costa as well?
I don't know if we
yes, we did Kamala Harris, Senator Feinstein, and
I got a letter from somebody.
All the representatives that are representing us in Washington got the letter. Two of them responded.
Seems like we need to get like an, I was thinking of this the other day, like an NAACP group or somebody like that involved with it. Somebody that's already got, you know, group in the game. But I mean, I don't.
If somebody individually wants to put a bug in someone's ear, then that's fine.
I saw that their Costa is coming to speak at something with the NAACP in Madera sometime soon, some kind of dinner, and I was thinking.
Right. It's always good if people hear it from more than one source.
Right.
Right.
And that's really where we're at with it. We've made our source known, but.
We're the only one beating the drum at the moment. Yeah. So if we can expand our band.
Yes. Well,
the door is not done at the post office. That door is still the same.
No, I don't think they were changing the door. I think they were simply adjusting the opener.
I wandered in there with a big box a couple weeks ago, right after the holidays, and I literally had to put the box down to open the door.
Yes.
And I went up to the counter and I said, and I just happened to get a supervisor, it was a lady, and I said, you know, I couldn't get in that door, just being a devil's advocate. And she says, yeah, she says, they were going to change it, but then it was too much money. And I'm like, that was news to me. So, but at least they considered it. So I think we just need to take another run at that. So do we have the postmaster's? I don't have it in my file.
I don't. It's the same postmaster as far as I'm concerned, unless it recently changed.
Okay, I'll go back and see if I can
He's
find it.
He's been the same postmaster for roughly at least two years, maybe longer.
2 years, yeah.
Henry De La Torre.
An impediment, yes. Okay. So I think we talked something about consensus going up to the district level, maybe, instead of this guy?
Well, we weren't getting anywhere with the post office because they feel that they don't have to comply. That's why we tried to bring in the elected officials. What we can do is we can write a follow-up
to
maybe
the district?
Back to Feinstein's office again and the others and say, we'd really like to see some progress. Can you give us an update?
That would be wonderful.
Did we hear from Costa?
We did. I got a letter I was real impressed with, but I can't find it.
If you find it, would you send it to me? I communicate with him once in a while, and he always seems receptive to anything.
Costa?
He always. Yeah.
I don't think it was Costa, but.
I don't think he responded.
He didn't. It was Feinstein and someone else. Was
Kamala
it
Harris?
Harris's office?
I think it was Kamala Harris's office. And what they do is they have, like.
Yeah.
Their
staff just acknowledgement. So okay. Do you have those in the file, the original? Yeah, because that would probably be more efficient than me trying to find it. Okay. And then we don't know the status of the software for 311. Could we get an update on that?
Off the top
of
my head,
point?
But I can ask, yeah.
Okay. And then could we possibly ask the Public Works Director to a meeting? Just to kind of get acquainted. And
we have an interim right now. He's short timer. The recruitment's open. Hopefully,
I thought we had an announcement today for Public Works, or was that?
No,
that
finance was, and
finance,
parks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Scratch that for later.
Yeah, when we have a new Public Works Director, I'll bring him on in and you can acquaint yourself.
Great. And then the other thing I wanted to put back on the radar would be some type of routine handicapped parking enforcement with the PD. They've been pretty helpful just to kind of keep that iron in the fire and try to get
it. Dan Foss often. I just saw him the other day. I can ask him about it.
Mm-hmm. And the new motors are more mobile. I mean, they ride around and they're pretty active. So
yeah, they've been very visible.
But I would just like to kind of maybe know quarterly stats if they can do that, just to kind of keep the momentum going.
So and they did just shift responsibilities amongst the lieutenants. They rotate every now and then, and so operations lieutenant now, I believe. It's sure. Either Lieutenant Esteves or Lieutenant Arnold, and I'm going blank. They just sent us an org chart.
Yeah, just so we can keep touch, stay in touch with that.
So, because it used to be FOSS, it's not FOSS right now. Who do I want?
So that means Arnold's not in charge of animal control anymore?
Give me one sec.
Okay. So we're just going to revisit the letters for the post office progress and just revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about the bus stop at Walmart with our new bus provider?
Has Tab talked about it at all? Because they're the ones that would take action, not here. I've asked. That's what I can do. I can ask.
Can we get a update from Tab? Cynthia didn't know.
Okay, so Lieutenant Esteves is over canine, for whoever asked that question, and patrol. So that's going to include traffic. So I can ask Lieutenant Esteves about the ADA enforcement.
Okay. Right, so now we got to lean on another one. Okay. Anything else for the upcoming year? We got a brand new year ahead of us. Wants, wishes, complaints? What about outreach to service clubs? Guys, Dennis, you're on the service clubs, just to let them know we're here. And
yeah, you could do a program at most any service club that,
awareness, education.
15-minute talk.
Education and awareness.
Yeah.
Parking and, yeah, okay. All right, I'm fresh out of ideas. Anybody else? Nope. All righty.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, 4:04.
Second. I'm in.
Did you want that?
Thank you all.
You want that?
Did you get some cards? Did you get cards?
I didn't get any.
I have a lot of them.
We need some more cards. Yeah.
Borrow it?
Yes, gotta go in your stack.
I haven't updated it.